Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Evan Astori Show. I'm your host, Evan Astori. And in this episode, we won't discuss movies or any of that stuff. We are discussing the flashbacks to what I did on the eve of 2015. And so, let's begin here. I'm in junior high, and every year at the end of the year, we do something called the lock-in. Me and my junior high group at church. And what we do is... Well, one of the fun things I love there is we play a game called Mission Impossible 2, after MI2, but don't worry, it's not the movie, like, because we hate the movie. Anyway, it's a game where we are in the dark searching for missing pieces of flashlights while two guards try to find us. And it's a very, very difficult game. But we survived the first two rounds, but I don't know what happened to the last few rounds, I think we lost or something. Anyway, but it was a fun game. And my favorite part about the lock-in was the ending of it when I woke up. I don't know what time I woke up, but I was really, really tired. And, I don't know what time I woke up, but I think it might have been 4 or something, and I didn't go back to sleep because I was super hungry. And then after a while, I was waiting for my pastor, Dane, to get up, wake us up, and get us breakfast, and I see guy walking to the bathroom. Like, is that Dane or somebody? And I think it's Dane. And then before I know it, a dog barks at us. Barks at him and wakes us all up. And my friend Cal and like, okay. And Jake was like, okay. Mostly everybody was like, okay. So Dane decided that it would be the super bark. It would be the next super bark alarm. Super alarm, sorry. The dog's bark would be super alarm to wake us all up next time on another lock-in. Well, too bad I won't be here for the next lock-in because I'll be in high school. Be really sad. And, well, I hope you all had a great 2014, and I hope we all enjoyed 2015. 2014 is going to be a year to remember a whole lot. Yeah. Here's a big message, the final message I'm about to give out to you. It's going to be big. The oldest sibling of the Foster family, Chelsea Foster, is engaged to a nice young man named David. He's very nice, and they are engaged and are set to marry around June or July. And I want to wish them the best of it by sending them a present. Foster family, if you're going to listen to this, I guarantee you, do not let Chelsea and David listen to this, okay? And so what I'm going to do is, tomorrow, I'm interviewing Chelsea and David and asking them questions about... who they are. Well, excuse me, I'm just going to interview Chelsea tomorrow. And then I'm going to ask them who she is, what she likes, and all kind of stuff. And then I'm going to make a YouTube video. I'm going to make a video for them about what they like, use it in a Christian comedy way. And then at one point, I will play this. Hope they enjoy it. Anywho, I want to send that message out to you. Foster family, to tell you the truth, why I'm doing this video for Chelsea and David, because I like you very much. You all are very nice people. You're a beautiful family, and I'm happy for you all. And I know I can't come to Chelsea and David's wedding, as I know, so I'm just going to make a nice little video for them. I hope you all enjoy it. If it doesn't make sense, Christian Bale is not my favorite actor anymore. And that's going to make me very, 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 very sad. You know, why don't I spend the last few episodes talking about Chelsea, talking about Chelsea. Chelsea is a nice young girl, and I like her very much. And we talked for a long time one time. We talked about Hunger Games. We talked about what she loves, and she is the biggest fan of Mel Gibson. He is. She loves the world out of him. And before I decided to give her a present, I'm gonna make her and David. I gave her a picture of Gibson movies. A picture of Mel Gibson's movies. I gave him Mad Max, Lethal Weapon, Braveheart, The Patriot, and The Expendables 3. And that's all I can think of right now. I'm sure I put one more in, but I just can't remember. I also gave a young picture of Gibson out to her. And when I showed her the picture, she laughed. At the beginning, those were just for fun ones, but now they're congratulations ones. And I wrote her this note after. I forgot to give it to her. I said, Dear Chelsea, congratulations. I forgot to tell you that when I gave you those pictures of Gibson movies. Those were just for fun ones, but now they're congratulations ones. Congratulations, have a great marriage, and God bless you. Yep, and Foster family, if you're listening, I'm sorry I forgot to tell you that. I think that's about it, what I'll tell you today. I hope you all had a great 2014. Happy New Year. And enjoy the rest of the year, and maybe it'll go fast like next time. All right, have a new year. Goodbye.